Mushers are allowed to start the race with a maximum of 16 dogs. More than a third of the way into the race, many teams are still that large. As Emily Schwing reports, teams remain large because of a combination of easygoing river miles, good dog care, and support from fellow mushers.
As the sun set over the Galena Dog Yard, musher Travis Beals walked up and down his line of dogs, sprinkling ground salmon in front of each one.
Hey, Ray. Hey, Ray. Hey, Mr. Ray. Oh, Mr. Kermit.
Beals' original race plan didn't include a 24-hour layover in Galena, but when he arrived at the checkpoint, he realized his 14 dogs needed the rest.
I had a couple sore dogs that key members of the team that needed some attention.
Because he hadn't planned to stop for long, Beals didn't have enough food to last 24 hours.
You know, mushers are the type of people that they're always willing to lend a hand. And Dee Dee's leaving now, and she she's got a smorgasbord of stuff.
Fish, fatty beef. There's one that says moose, but...
Dee Dee Johnro was parked a few feet away. She only planned to stop in Galena for a few hours. Tripe. So before she pulled out of the checkpoint, she handed Beals all of her leftover dog food.
That's huge. That's huge help.
Yeah, I understand, because that's happened with me before.
Well, it's not that I didn't pack. It's behind me and Ruby or Hussein and Koyakuk, yeah. You know.
Well, and so then, you know, and what's happened to me too is planning to not have as big a team. Because on the coast with 14 dogs all the way up the coast, you know. Well, they ate everything I had, so I totally have been there.
Johnro is running the Iditarod for a 33rd time as she packed her sled to go. She said she was glad hers is among a number of teams that have remained large this year.
If you look at the data on cold years, they often do for a while. You know, just depends on the person's ability to hold it together with dog care.
Paige Drobny still has 15 dogs in her team. She says this year's reroute may have something to do with fewer dropped dogs.
The teams are all really big, and I think that shows how forgiving more the trail is, like, because we've been on flat, you know, river running, and instead of going through, you know, the gorge and stuff, that can maybe knock dogs out of the competition faster, maybe.
But some of those flat river miles have been hard packed, so dogs are showing up with sore wrists. It's the kind of injury musher Richie Deal didn't expect.
You know, we're going to work on it and try to get it all straightened out and move on down the trail. It's just frustrating, you know, dogs that I've had to drop who have been some of my most durable all year, you know, and had to leave them behind, so it's part of dog racing.
Deal wants to massage sore muscles and wrists during his 24-hour layover. He'll leave Galena with one of the smaller teams in the field.
I thought I would have more right now. I definitely do. But 12 is a big team, too. I mean, you can do a lot with 12 dogs, so I'm not worried.
For Allie Zirkel, it's continued cold weather that's causing worry.
I know for one thing, it's difficult to put extra attention in dog care when it's cold, because your ointment's frozen, your Algeval's frozen, your hands are frozen, your protective gear's frozen.
The next two runs exceed 80 miles each, long by Iditarod standards, and teams will leave the flat, relatively forgiving river for a rougher, forested route. On the Iditarod Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in Galena.
Follow the coverage of this year's Iditarod at alaskapublic.org and on Twitter at APRN.
This is APRN.